Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Can we just have another word of prayer?
我们再一点祷告。
Lord, we bow and worship.
主，我们在你面前低头敬拜。
We thank you that you are El Shaddai, you are the mighty one, the almighty one.
我们谢谢你，你是以利沙代，你是那位全能的神。
And Lord, we pray that you would be mighty in our midst this morning.
我们祷告，今天早晨在我们中间要显出你的全能来。
Lord, we are here craving to see you, to hear you.
主，今天早上我们在这里，我们渴慕来听见你，渴慕来遇见你。
And Lord, if we spend this next hour listening to man's voice, our time is totally wasted.
主，今天早上如果我们花一个小时来听人的话语，那这个时间就是浪费的。
So Lord, we beg that you would speak.
主，我们祈求你对我们的心来说话。
Lord, we pray that your spirit would totally anoint us.
主，我们祷告，愿你的灵来膏抹我们每一个人。
We thank you for being the faithful one.
我们谢谢你，你是信实的那一位。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So if you have your Bibles, I'll project this in English, but if you have your Bibles, if you could read with me,
经文会打出来，但是如果你有你的圣经的话，请打开。
This is Matthew.Chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard this, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate and the hour is already late, so send the crowds away.That they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Ordering the people to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food. And breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples.And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. They picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. And there were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children.
马太福音14章13到21节，耶稣听见了，就上船，从那里独自退到野地里去。众人听见，就从各城里步行跟随他。耶稣出来，就有许多的人，就怜悯他们。治好了他们的病人。天将晚的时候，门徒近前来说，这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，他们好往圈子里去自己买吃的。耶稣说，不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们这里只有5个饼2条鱼。耶稣说，拿过来给我。于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着这5个饼2条鱼望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。吃的人除了妇女孩子，约有5000。
So in our Christian lives, we have this constant back and forth with walking in faith and walking by sight.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们一直会有这样的一个好像是寻求，就是我们到底是要。凭眼见来跟随主呢，还是凭信心来跟随主？
And the issue is that these two are contradictory to each other.
这两个方面的话呢，是互相矛盾的。
And there's this constant battle between the two.
在这两个点上面呢，互相是有征战的。
As Christians, we want to walk in faith, but we also want to see it with our eyes.
作为基督徒，我们愿意在信心里面来跟随主，但是呢，我们另一方面，我们又愿意在眼睛能看见。
So it takes very little effort to.Live by sight because it's natural to us. It's tangible to us. We can see it because we are immersed in this physical world.
如果我们是凭着眼见来生活，这是很容易的事情，因为我们活在这个自然界，这个世界就是让我们能看见、能摸得到的。
But faith is the tricky part.
但信心的话呢，是看不见的。
And faith is the most important aspect of our Christian life.
信心对我们基督的生活来讲是一个非常重要的一方面。
Because we believe in a God that we cannot see.
因为我们所信的这位神，我们是肉眼是看不见的。
We believe in heaven. We haven't seen heaven, but we believe in heaven by faith.
我们也相信有天堂，可是天堂也不是我们肉眼能看见的，可是我们却凭着信心能够相信。
And those who believe in the Lord Jesus, we believe that one day we will go to heaven.
那些信耶稣的人相信说我们有一天会到天堂里面去。
And in faith, we look forward to that day where we could see the Lord.
在信心里面，我们来盼望那一天，我们盼望那一天与主见面的日子。
And faith is taking that step forward, a proactive believing.
信心是把我们带到往前面去，虽然我们没看见，可是却让我们一步一步的朝着目标去。
However, faith doesn't always make sense to us.
但信心的话呢，有时候我们的理智不能够领会。
Because we use our human understanding to try to grasp it.
如果我们用我们人的头脑理性去理解的话呢？
And we'll get into this a little bit further in the message.
可能呢我们不明白，我们一会儿能够具体看。
But we can see from the Bible that faith is something that is very important to God.
但是从圣经里面看见说，我们知道信心对神来讲的话是非常重要的一件事情。
And if we look at Galatians chapter 3 verses 6 and 9, it says, So also Abraham, he believed God or had faith in God, and it was credited, or in some versions say, it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
加拉太书三章第六节这里说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
And so those who rely on faith are blessed.Along with Abraham, the man of faith.
第九节这里说，可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同蒙福。
So we can see that faith is so important to the Lord that because Abraham had faith, it was credited or reckoned to him as righteousness.
我们这里看见说，神是非常看重这个信的，所以亚伯拉罕信神，那么这就算为他的义。
And in Hebrews 1:11, some of us are very familiar with this. It says, Now.Faith is confidence in what we hope for and an assurance about what we do not see.
希伯来书十一章第一节这里说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So what does this verse mean?
那这几节经文什么意思呢？
If we place if we live by sight, we know this phrase, I'll believe it when I see it.
如果我们是凭眼见生活的话，那这句话的意思就是说，当我看见的时候，我就信了。
And living by faith is I will believe it before I see it.
如果是靠信心生活的话，意思就是说，在我没有看见之前，我就已经信了。
Or I believe it even though I don't see it.
或者我还没有看见，我看不见，可是我却相信。
Right. So if I told you that, hey, in 5 minutes we're going to get 5 feet of snow right now.In 5 minutes.
如果告诉你说，五分钟之后马上就要下五英尺厚的雪。
You're going to say, come on, I'll believe it when I see it.
你会跟我说，那个，如果它真下雪了，我就相信了。
Because you have absolutely no faith in me, because I'm not a meteorologist, I don't know weather, I don't control the weather.
因为你对我来说没有信心，因为我不是一个天文学家，我也不是，也没有这个能力能控制这个天气的降雨下雪。
So we as humans always live in this realm of living by sight, right? I will believe it when I see it.
所以对我们普通来讲的话呢，我们就活在这个眼见为实的这个境界里面。
But faith is totally opposite.
但信心是完全相反的。
It's believing it in something that you have not seen.
你是相信那还没有看见的。
So just because I'm speaking about this does not mean that I have mastered faith in any way, shape, or form.
虽然今天我们在讲这个题目，但并不证明说我在信心上面是一个专家。
In fact, this is a weakness in my life that I struggle with a lot.
事实上的话呢，这也是我属灵生命的一个软弱，正在学习的一个部分，我也在有很多的挣扎。
But as we continue to walk with God, there needs to be a shift in our lives from living by sight to living by faith.
但是对我们基督徒来讲的话，我们在走这条属灵的道路的时候，我们需要从以眼见为实的这样的一个境界里面，转移到这个以凭信心生活的这境界。
And this is a progression as we walk with God, as we experience Him.
这是一个不断进步的过程。
And I will say this, that if we feel like our faith is weak, or we don't have enough, don't be discouraged. We cling even tighter to Him.
如果大家觉得说我们的信心很软弱，或者我们信心不够，但是你不要丧气，我们需要紧紧地抓住主，求主来帮助我们，增添我们的信心。
Because, praise the Lord for 2 Timothy 2:13.
我们感谢主在提摩太后书第二章第十三节这里说。
It says, if we are faithless, He...God remains faithful, and He, God, cannot deny Himself.
这里说我们纵然失信，他这里指神能是可信的，因为他就指神不能背乎自己。
So His faith towards us is not dependent upon our faith.
神向着我们的信心不是根据我们自己的观景的。
However, it's His desire that we move towards faith in Him.
但是他实在盼望我们能够向着他能更有信心。
And this is the journey of the life of a Christian.
这是基督徒属灵生命成长的一个过程。
You know, in the Bible, it also says that when the Lord comes on that day, will he find faith on the earth?
圣经里面也提到说，当主耶稣来的时候，能够遇得见世上有信德的人吗？
And so you and I are, is when the Lord comes, will he find us living in faith?
对你我来讲的话，当主耶稣来的时候，他能在我们里面找到信心吗？
Faith is important to God because it means that we trust him.
信心对神来讲说非常重要，因为信心表示说我们能够来信靠神。
If we don't have faith in him, that means we don't trust him.
如果我们对神没有信心，就证明说我们不能够来信靠神。
And so the Lord used this passage, this story about feeding the 5,000 to remind me of how weak my own faith is.
所以神就用这节经文，这段经文讲到他喂饱五千人这段经文来看我们，让我们看见说我们的信心是何等软弱。
How much we need to look to him.And keep our eyes fixated on him.
我们是何等的需要来注视耶稣，把我们的眼睛定在他的身上。
And in this passage of the feeding of the 5,000, there are parallel references in the Bible in the book of John and Luke, and we'll pull from these references.
在同一段的这个故事，实际上也记载在其他两本福音书里面，在约翰福音、在路加福音也都记载了这段故事。
And we can draw from a lot of principles regarding service in life, but this morning I want to focus on this aspect of faith.
这段经文的话呢，实际上能告诉我们很多属灵的真理，包括我们服事的生命。但今天早晨的话呢，我们实际上是讲到信心这方面。
But so there are three things that the Lord was showing me through this passage.
在这段经文里面，我至少看见有三个点。
The first one is we need to keep our eyes on the Lord.
第一点的话就是我们要定睛仰望我们的主。
But before we talk about this, let's look at the converse and what happens when we don't keep our eyes on the Lord.
当我们在讲这个定睛仰望主的时候，我们先来看相反的那一面。如果我们没有定睛仰望主，会发生什么事情
？So the problem is when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we don't apply faith.
如果我们没有把眼睛注视在主的身上的时候，那我们就没法应用信心。
And we resort to our own ways in problem solving.
我们就会来在我们的身上来寻找解决问题的方法。
So this world teaches us how to systematically approach problem solving, right?
这个世界告诉我们说，我们怎么样能够系统的能够解决问题。
So these are five steps of systematically approaching problems that we all encounter, we all experience.
这是五个步骤来解决问题，我们都学过，我们也都学会。
And the first one, this is how the world teaches, right? We identify and define the problem, we gather data and analyze it, then we generate potential solutions, evaluate to see if those solutions are accurate, and then we implement it, and then we see if it works.
那这五个步骤，第一个步骤就是你要来找出问题在哪里，然后对这问题有一个清楚明晰的定义，然后第二步的话呢，你就需要来收集数据，并且能够分析所收集到的资讯，然后第三步的话呢，你就要来找出这个潜在的解决方案来，然后第四步的话，你就评估每一个方案，最后来选一个最优解。然后第五步的话呢，你需要来实现那个方案，并且能够在实现的过程中间，能够对这个结果有一个反馈，有一个观察。
So in some way, shape, or form, anytime we face a problem, these are the kind of the steps we go through.
当我们不管我们遇到任何的问题，这一般就是五个步骤，我们在头脑里面所经过的。
Right, you take a math problem.
哪怕是一个数学问题。
You go through these steps. You identify and define the problem. Is it, are we talking arithmetic, geometry, algebra, trigonometry, calculus? You define the problem.
不管是哪个数学问题，是几何、是代数、是三角，你都把问题找出来，然后来看着我们分析这问题。
Right. Then you gather the data and you analyze it. What are the circumstances in this question? What are the numbers that are given to me?
然后你来分析这些数据，在题目里面也提到哪些的数据参数，然后是在什么样的情景里面这个问题。
All right, then you start formulating potential solutions, right? Is it a multiplication equation? Is it, do I use the FOIL method? Do I use SOHCAHTOA? Do I put in the Pythagorean theorem here?
然后你就得想说，我到底用什么方法来解决它？我是用乘法，我是用减法，我是用除法，我是用代数，我是用三角函数来解决这个问题。
Then step four, you evaluate, oh, which equation works best, and then you then implement that equation to see if you get a good result.
然后最后第四步的时候，你就看看说哪一个公式能够最好的解决这个问题，然后用这个公式去试，然后看看的结果是不是对。
So this is how humans go about solving problems.
这就是我们人类靠着理性来解决问题的方法。
Right? in some way, shape, or form, we use this in every aspect of our lives. Let's say, for example, you're a parent and you have a toddler that's crying. And you,
在我们生活中间的其实方方面面我们都用这个方法。比如说你有一个孩子。
You identify the problem that my child is crying. Number two, you gather the data. You look at why he's crying, what may have caused him to cry. The third one is you try to find a solution. How do I get my baby to stop crying? Then you evaluate.What can I do to get my baby to stop? Do I give him a lollipop? Do I pick him up? Do I feed him? And then you implement it. You give him a lollipop. Oh, that didn't work. You try another method, right? So we systematically go through these to solve problems.
就像比如说你的孩子在哭，那个小孩子两三岁的孩子在哭，那么你就来看看说他为什么哭？他是因为饿了、渴了，还是就是不开心了？然后你看给他糖果呀，给他玩具啊，带他逗他开心啊。然后如果他还是不开心的话，那你就试不同的方法。然后最后的话，就找到一个方法能够让他开心。
I mean, this we as humans go through these systematically. It's a systematic approach in solving problems in every aspect of our lives, from school to sports to relationships with people to marriage to family life. Like everything, we go through this systematic approach.
我们每一个人的话，在生活中间常常用这套系统来解决所有的问题，包括学生在学校里面，包括工作场合，包括家庭婚姻里面关系，包括这个运动事业，都可以来解决。用这个方案来解决问题。
I will say, even on day one, so as a newborn, put yourself in the position of a newborn. On day one, you are already using this systematic approach to solve problems.
哪怕你是个新生婴儿，你刚刚出生，你就会用这套方法来解决问题了。
This is a problem because we have eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We think we're so smart.
这是因为亚当和夏娃从知识善恶树上吃的那个果实，他们就有了这个理性，有了这样的一个方法。
So from the instant you're born, you identify the problem, right? At 9 months, I have not eaten, and I need food. That's your problem.
当你刚出生的婴儿的时候，你就会来看你的问题，说：“哦，我有九个月没有吃东西了，所以这就是我的问题。”
Right? You gather and you data and analyze. You scan the room. Where's my source of food, Mom?Has food and whatever's in that bottle has a source of sustenance for me.
然后你再看屋里面，看看你的食物在哪里。你看妈妈，妈妈可能有食物。看见那个奶瓶，奶瓶里面可能有你的食物。
Step three, how do I obtain this source of food, right?
第三步就是你怎么样能够拿到这个食物。
I can speak and ask for it, but I can't do that yet. I can walk over there and grab it. I can't do that yet. So another solution is I cry and let my parents know that I'm hungry.
你可以说，哎，我是不是可以说话，告诉我父母亲说我饿了，我想吃，但你说不了，对吧？那我是不是可以走过去自己去拿？但你也走不了，因为你刚出生。哦，我还可以哭，我哭了以后，父母亲知道，他就给我吃。
Right, and then so you evaluate your options, and you find that the only thing you can do is cry really hard, and so get your parents' attention, and then they'll feed you.
所以当你评估了这个不同的方法之后，你发现说，哦，你用哭就能够解决问题，所以你就使劲哭，你哭得越大声，你父母亲可能越快来到你面前来喂你。
So you select that as your best option, and then you implement it, right? So you do scream really loud, and you cry, and your mom comes to feed you, you're full, you're satisfied, you fall asleep. And then you monitor, you evaluate the results, and you realize that was a good response. That was a good solution. So you repeat it again.
所以你就会哭得很大声，对吧？你哭得很大声之后，你父母亲就来，然后来喂你，你就吃饱了，你就很开心，然后你就发现说，哦，这确实能够解决问题，所以以后你还会继续哭。
So literally, from day one, we as humans use this systematic approach to solve our problems.
所以对于人类来讲的话呢，刚你第一天刚出生，你就会用这套系统来解决问题了。
So this, I would say, is living by sight.
这就是我们所说的，就是凭着眼见来生活。
You see your mom, you see the source of food, and because she gave it to you, then you trust her.
因为你看见你妈妈，你看见那个食物的来源，所以你就哭，然后呢，她就给你食物，然后因着你的饱足，那么你就能够相信，来信靠你妈妈了。
But you had to see it first.
但是你必须先看见。
So the issue with us humans is that we rely on this systematic approach of solving problems. In doing that, we eliminate God from the equation.
所以当我们用这套系统来解决问题的时候，那个问题是什么呢？问题就是说我们把神从这套系统里面给排除去了。
And we eliminate faith in our lives.
我们也不需要信心了。
We focus our attention on the circumstances and the problems. We look at what we have, our resources, and what we don't have.
我们就把我们的注意力集中在我们的环境里面，我们就注意说我们有什么，我们没有什么。
And then we decide whether or not we have the capacity to do something or not, or to handle the situation or not.
然后我们就来决定说我们有没有这样的能力能够来处理某件事情。
And so if we go back to the story of feeding the 5,000, this was probably the same approach that the disciples had. They went through this systematic approach.
当我们回到这个喂饱五千人这个故事里面，我来看门徒他们是不是也是用同样的一套系统来解决问题。
So if we go through these human systematic approaches, the disciples may have defined the problem as, okay, it was really dark at night. It was late in the day. It's a desolate place. There's nothing there.
我们看门徒首先也是来看这个问题，第一个问题就是，哦，这是晚上，对吧？天将晚的时候，然后这是野地，没有人在那里。
And the problem is there's 5,000 people there. It says in Matthew, besides women and children. So in reality, there's probably more than 5,000 people there.
那里说他有五千个男人，那是不算那个妇女跟儿童，所以实际上加起来的话不止五千人。
And Jesus said to them, you give them something to eat. So now it's their problem, it's their issue.
耶稣跟他们说，你们给他们吃吧，然后这个变成门徒的问题了。
So what might have the disciples done next? Step two in the systematic approach, right? They gather their data. Okay, let's scan the area. We're in a desolate place. There's nothing there. Oh, but there's this little boy. And what does this little boy have? He has 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那门徒们做什么呢？那第二步他们就在那里收集数据，对吧？那个扫描环境，他看见哦，这里有个男孩。那男孩有什么呢？男孩有五个饼，两条鱼。
And then they probably are generating this equation in their heads. Okay, what are the solutions? Do I divide it up? So those of you in high school, you're students, you're really good at math. What is 5 loaves plus 2 fish divided by 5,000? What do you have?
那门徒的话在那里就说，那我该怎么解决这问题呢？我这里有五个面包，两条鱼。那如果平均分给五个人，那这个结果是什么呢？
You don't have very much, right? It's like impossible. Then their second thought was maybe, okay, well, let's just do first come, first serve. Whoever comes and gets it first will get, maybe you get 2 or 3 people of food, and that's it, right?
所以的话，平均分给每个人那就不够，对吧？那第二个解决方案说，那我是不是先来先得呢？但是呢，如果你这种方案的话呢，你可能只能喂饱两三个人就没有了。
What did the disciples say? Well, what if we go buy food? Well,Here in John 6, it says it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have just one bite.
那门徒说，那也许我们是去买食物。在约翰福音六章七节这里说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也不够。这二十两银子就是他们一个人半年的工钱。
Another option is just send them away.
啊，最后个方案就是说，让他们走吧。
Lord, It's really late in the day. There's desolate place. There's nothing there. Let's just send them away.
主，那门徒跟主说，这是野地，时候已经过了，叫众人散开，他们往圈子里去，自己买吃的吧。
And that's really the only solution they could come up with. Just send them away. Then it's no longer my problem.
这门徒们所能够提出来的最好的解决方案，就是把他们都遣散掉，让他们自己解决问题，我就没有问题了。
So you can see in this story, this systematic approach of solving the problem, it's impossible to solve.
我们看见说这个用人的方法来解决这个问题的时候是没有方案的。
It's literally impossible.
是不可能有美好的解决方案的。
This is living by sight and dwelling on the circumstances in front of us.
这就是那个凭眼见生活来靠环境来生活的那个例子。
So from day one, we are programmed, we are built because of our Adam and Eve. They took the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.This is what we're dealt with, and this is what we how we approach problems in our lives.
从我们第一天出生的时候，我们就好像就被程序化，就被格式化。我们用这套思维方式，用这套分析方法来解决问题。这是因为亚当和夏娃他们吃了自上树的果子，把这个罪带进来，人就是这个样子了。
Now let's consider Jesus.
现在我们看看耶稣是怎么解决问题的。
So one of the first things, huge difference between.The disciples and Jesus in this story is Jesus had compassion.
那耶稣和门徒之间有个最大的区别，第一个区别就是说耶稣有很大的怜悯。
The disciples wanted to send them away.
门徒是要把这些众人都遣散掉。
But Jesus, he saw the large crowd, he felt compassion for them.
耶稣见有许多的人就怜悯他们。
And right before he fed them,He told them to recline.
在耶稣给他们食物吃之前，耶稣叫他们都坐下。
He knew that it was a long day. They followed him. They walked to this desolate place. The Lord said, "Have everyone recline, relax."
因为耶稣知道说这一天经过了很长的时间，他跟随他，他一直站着，很累。那些众人
relax and rest.
他要众人都坐下，都放松，都休息。
Faith is resting and relaxing in the Lord.
信心就是在主里面得到安息。
So the Lord first told everyone, "Relax." Recline.
所以主耶稣告诉众人说：“你们先坐下，你们先放松，你们先休息。”
He didn't say, "Now go hunt food, go look for food, go find berries." Right? He said, "No, recline, relax."
主耶稣没有告诉他们说：“你们自己去找食物，你们去打猎，你们去钓鱼。”没有。
The Lord does not use this systematic approach that humans use to solve problems.
主耶稣没有用我们人通常的这个思维方式和解决问题的方法来解决问题。
So in this story, he's teaching the disciples and all the people, faith is about resting in the Lord.
所以主耶稣在这里教导门徒说，这个信心的第一步，你就要主里面有安息。
Rest in the midst of issues. Don't panic.
在这个环境里面，在问题中间的时候，你不需要惊慌，你不需要害怕，你只要安息。
And he's showing us that he, Jesus, is the solution.
他看见我们说，他自己，耶稣就是我们解决一些问题的答案。
He says, "Bring the food to me. Bring the 5 loaves and 2 fish to me."
他这里说，把那个食物带过来。
He didn't despise it and look down and say, "Oh, this is all we have."
他并没有轻视这些食物。他比如说，哦，只有五个饼两条鱼吗？
What did he do? He fixated his eyes to heaven. He looked at heaven, at God the Father.
那耶稣做什么呢？耶稣望着天祝福，他注视天。
He did not look at the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他没有看这个饼和鱼。
Even though there was still just a little bit, the Lord gave thanks.
虽然只有这么一点点的食物，但我们的主仍然感谢祝福。
So, oh, sorry. This is the slide. He turned his attention off of the problem, off of the resources, and looked to heaven.
他把大家的注意力从这个问题，从这个资源缺乏这个问题上面，然后转移开来看天。
He didn't look at just the 5 loaves and 2 fish and the 5,000 people and be disappointed in despair, but instead he blessed it.
他并没有看见说，哦，这个食物只有五饼二鱼，这么多的人，他感到绝望。没有，他是在祝福这些食物。
And he gave thanks.
他在感谢神。
Faith.
这就是信心。
Faith is a life of giving thanks because you trust in Him and not the situation that you're in.
信心的一个表现就是能够感谢，因为你能看见主，你不是看见问题本身。
Faith is about blessing the problem, not dwelling on the problem.
信心是来祝福这个问题，并不是被这个问题所困住。
And then we see the result.
我们看见的结果就不一样。
So.The abundant life of Christ is manifested.
这里耶稣基督的丰富的生命就彰显出来。
Says they all ate and were satisfied.
他们都吃并且吃饱了。
And not only that, but there were leftovers.
不光只是如此，还有剩下的。
12 basketfuls of leftovers.
剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
If we apply faith in our lives, we can tap into the abundant life of Christ.
如果我们在生活中也懂得应用信心，我们就能够跟主耶稣的吩咐联系上。
That is who Jesus is. He's always abundant in his blessings.
那就是耶稣基督的所赐，因为他就是那位丰富的神。
But if the more we keep our eyes on the problem and our circumstances, what we have or we don't have, we will fail and we will be in despair.
但是如果我们把我们的注意力集中在我们的环境，集中在我们所没有的东西上面，集中在我们所有的和所没有的所缺乏的资源上面，那我们只有失望。
The book of Hebrews, which we'll read at the end, reminds us to take our eyes off of these things and look at the Lord Jesus.
我们最后在希伯来书里会看到说，要求我们说，我们不要把眼目注视在这个事情上面，我们把眼目离开，然后来注视主。
So the first thing was keep our eyes on the Lord.
第一件事情就是我们要定睛在主耶稣身上。
What is the second thing?
第二件事情是什么呢？
That our solutions need to be based on faith and not by sight.
我们的解决方案需要在信心上面落实，不是看眼睛上面，不是能看得见。
Oh, sorry. I'll give you a story about someone who is not in the Bible.
我要给他讲一个故事，那这个故事在圣经里面没有。
Does anyone know who this is?
大家知道这是谁吗？
This is George Mueller.
这是乔治穆勒弟兄。
Some of you may know him, some of you may not know who he is. And that's okay if you don't know. I'll just quickly go through some things.
有些弟兄们知道这位弟兄，有一些不知道的没关系，我会来讲他的故事。
He is a wonderful example of applying faith.
他在这个信心这个上面的话，他有一个非常好的榜样。
So in 1835, God placed something in George Mueller's heart to start an orphanage.
在1835年的时候，神把一个负担放在我们 George Mueller 的弟兄的身上，他要来建造一个孤儿院。
But he only had 2 shillings, and a shilling is equal to about 50 cents.
他只有两个先令，一个先令大概是50分钱。
But throughout his life, he opened up 5 orphanages that could house about 2,000-ish people at one time.
他在他一生里面的话，大概建立了5个孤儿院，总共大概有5000人。
And he cared for 10,029 children in his lifetime.
他在一生里面的话呢，他实际上是照顾了10,029个孩子。
He started off with just 50 cents in his pocket.
在开始的时候，他口袋里面只有2个先令。
Wonderful thing is he never asked for a donation.
更为奇妙的事情是，他在这个服侍的过程中间，他没有跟别人要求奉献。
So with 50 cents in his pocket, he dared to trust and put his faith in God.
他只有两个先令，可是他却愿意来信靠神，愿意来凭信心生活。
And one of the best stories of Mueller was told by Abigail.Townsend Luff.
在 Abigail 曾经讲过关于乔治穆勒弟兄的一个故事。
So her dad helped Mueller out occasionally at the orphanage.
那个 Abigail 的父亲跟那个乔治穆勒是同工。
But one day George Mueller brought Abigail into the dining hall where all the kids were sitting.
有一天，乔治穆勒弟兄就把 Abigail 带到他们的餐厅就吃饭的地方。
They had no food.
他们没有食物。
Literally nothing in the whole dining room full of kids.
整个餐厅坐满了孩子，可是却没有一丁点的食物。
And he led the kids and Abigail with this prayer.
然后他在那里祷告。
He said, Dear Father, we thank thee for what thou art going to give us to eat.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你将要赐给我们食物。
Isn't that amazing? Just that one phrase. Thank you, Lord, for providing what we're going to have. We have nothing right now, but thank you for what we're going to have.
这是不是很奇妙的一句祷告？因为他这里感谢神将要赐给他们食物。
Immediately there was a knock on the door, and it was a baker. And this baker couldn't sleep all night long because he felt that the Lord wanted him to bake bread for George Mueller and his kids.
马上就有人敲门，这是一个面包师。这个面包师的话呢，一整晚都没法入睡，因为他里面有一个负担是神给他的负担，要他为 George Mueller 弟兄来烤面包。
So immediately George Mueller told the children, he called them, Children, we not only have bread, but fresh bread.
乔治穆勒弟兄马上就跟孩子们说，孩子们，我们不但是有面包，我们还有新鲜的面包。
Because you know what? In orphanages, you always get the leftovers.
因为你知道吗？在孤儿院里面常常是有人把那些就是快过期的那些或者剩下的没人要的东西捐给孤儿院。
You get the stuff that maybe people didn't want, and oh well, let's just donate it to the orphanage.
因为有些东西，有些食物可能大家不想吃了，然后就说，哎，那我捐给孤儿院。
You see how in this instance of faith, how abundant the Lord is? They got bread, not just bread, but fresh bread.
在这个例子里面，你看见他们的信心所带来的果效，就是他们不光是有面包，而且有新鲜的面包。
And a moment later, a second knock at the door, and it was the milkman.
然后呢？过了一会儿，马上就有第二个人来敲门。这个人是送牛奶的人。
And he came in saying the milk cart just happened to break down right in front of the orphanage.
那送牛奶的人进来说：“哦，我送牛奶的车就在门口坏掉了。
”And so he offered the milk to all the kids.
他就把所有的牛奶就送给孩子们吃。
They had a complete meal.
他们就一个美好的一个早餐。
You see how this brother, with literally nothing, but because he fixated his eyes on the Lord.He blessed nothing, and he got the abundant life of Christ.
从这个例子我们看见说，乔治穆勒弟兄在什么都没有的情况下面，他居然来感恩，来祝谢，哎，神就赐给他们一切所需要的。
And you can see the life of faith is he didn't panic.
这里看见他的信心，他遇到环境的时候，他没有慌张。
But yet when you apply faith, God will do the work.
当你应用信心的时候，神就负责来做成他这件事情。
And you can rest.
你就可以安息。
Are we willing to put our faith in the Lord?
我们愿意把我们的信心放在主的身上吗？
Are we willing to trust him?
我们愿意来信靠他吗？
Like the song says, God is El Shaddai, he is the Almighty God.
这个像刚才唱的诗歌就是他是以利沙代，他是以利沙代，他是全族全有全分的神。
He is also Jehovah Jireh, he is my provider, he is your provider.
他也是耶和华以勒，他是你的供应者，也是我的供应者。
So faith, so if you go back to the story, if we live by sight, it's not possible that 5 loaves and 2 fish can feed 5,000 people.
当我们回到这个故事的时候，如果我们就是凭眼见生活的话呢，你是不可能用五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人的。
But by faith, all things are possible. 5,000 were fed, and there's leftovers.
但是凭着信心，这一切都有可能，五千人吃饱了，而且有鱼的。
And in Mueller's story, 10,029 orphans were cared for with 50 cents to start off with.
在这个乔治·穆勒的故事里面，我们看见说10,029个孩子得到供应，得到帮助，是仅仅靠着这个一个先令的这样的一个开始。
Why is it? It's because I can do all things through Him who gives me strength.
为什么呢？因为在他的里面，靠着他，我们靠着那凡加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
With man, with us, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
You know, I will tell you, brothers and sisters, that I am a man of little faith.
我是一个其实小信的人。
And I am still learning this lesson of faith. I am learning and failing and failing and learning.
我还在学习着信心的功课，我不断的学，也有很多的失败，但是我不断的一直在学。
But faith is the key to our Christian life.
信心对我们基督的生活来讲的话，是一个非常非常关键的一个点。
So we need to continually cling to the Lord in faith.
我们需要在信心里面一直来倚靠主，抓住主。
One of my most favorite quotes by George Mueller is this.
穆勒弟兄曾经说过一句话：
Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends.
穆勒弟兄说，信心并不是在这个有可能的这样的范围里发挥作用，人类所能做到的事情并不能给神带来荣耀，信心是开始于人类力量的尽头。
Faith is not relying on what we have or what we don't have or what we think is possible or not possible. Faith is relying on God because he can do anything.
信心并不是根基于我们所有的，我们所没有的，不是根基于我们的环境，信心乃是根基于神自己。
The third thing is we cannot underestimate what the Lord can do.
第三点的话呢，你不要低估主所能做的。
The Lord's life is so abundant.
我们主的生命是何等的丰富。
You know, he's so great. He is the goat.
他是何等的伟大，他是那位神。
And when we read stories and we think about what the Lord has done, it's mind blowing, isn't it?
当我们看这个故事的时候，我们是不是感到震惊？
How can 5,000 men, not including women and children, be fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish?
你怎么可能用五饼二鱼能喂饱这五千个男人，还没有包括这个女人和孩子，怎么能喂饱这么多人呢？
Right? It does not make sense. It's not supposed to work.
我们的理性不能接受，我们的理性不能明白，好像事情不应该是这样子的。
We can't grasp. This defies logic.
我们在逻辑上面也通不过。
And not only that, they had leftovers, 12 basketfuls.
他们不光是吃饱了，还有十二篮剩余的零碎。
When we live by sight, it's like how the saying goes, we put God in a box.
当我们凭眼见生活的时候，我们实际上把神放在一个盒子里面。
And we will minimize and limit what he can do.
我们实际上是限制了神的能力，限制了他所能做的事情。
But when we apply faith in our lives,
但是我们把我们的信心应用在生活中间的时候，
We can experience that he can do all things.
我们就能经历到他是凡事都能那位神。
And if we believe that he can do it, then Philippians 4:13 applies to us that I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
如果我们相信他所能做的，那么就像这个腓立比书4:13节这里说，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
So, What is our take-home message this morning?
那今天晚今天早晨的话，大家要带回去的这个信息是什么呢
？Hebrews 12 verse 2。
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And I like a lot of the other English versions. I don't know what it says in Chinese, but I like the English versions. Some of them will say, "Take your eyes off of these other things and look onto Jesus."
有另外一个翻译是说，是仰望那将创真道创始成终的耶稣。
And in the TPT translation, I don't particularly push this translation, but sometimes it gives us a different angle and a different way of looking at it, which is wonderful.
还有另外一个翻译，就下面是。
It says, we look away from the natural realm and we focus our attention and expectation onto Jesus.
我们的眼光不再注重在这个自然的天然的这个境界里面，而是让我们的注意力和期望集中在耶稣的身上。
Because when we live by sight, we are totally trapped in the natural realm, aren't we?
因为我们如果是凭眼见生活的话呢，我们就限制在这个天然的这个境界里面。
The natural realm is things are impossible.
在天然的境界里面，很多事情是不可能的。
But when we take our attention and put it on the Lord Jesus,
但是我们把我们的注意力和期望转移到主耶稣身上的时候
，Fixing our eyes on the Lord Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
当我们的仰望那将真道创始成终的耶稣的时候
，Then we can actually expect that have expectation in Jesus.
那我们就在主耶稣身上，我们有期望。
Just like George Mueller, he prayed, "Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to give us."
就像乔治·穆勒弟兄在那里谢饭祷告说：“主啊，我们谢谢你将要赐给我们食物。”
He prayed with expectation that the Lord was going to provide.
他在那里祷告的时候，他有个期望，他期望主耶稣会成就。
Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, which was really nothing, gave thanks, looked at God the Father, gave thanks, blessed it with anticipation and expectation that God was going to provide.
主耶稣在那里拿了五饼二鱼，那个食物是一点点少得可怜的食物，他却是祝福感谢，因为他那里面有个信心，有个期望，知道我们的父神会供应一切的需要。
So faith in God is not dependent on our circumstances.
所以信心就是不依靠我们所在的环境。
For example, I'll give you an example. Many students here.
我们再给一个例子，特别是学生们。
If you fail a test at school, your faith does not need to be shaken.
如果你在学校里面你考试没通过，那么不影响你的信心。
Because you place your faith in the person Jesus Christ, not in your ability to do well on a test or not.
因为你把你的信心放在你的主身上，不是放在这个考试上面。
So you don't need to have your faith be shaken.
你不需要来动摇你的信心。
However, if you live by sight,
如果你是凭眼见生活
then you will look at that, you will dwell on that snapshot moment in your life where maybe you failed that test.
那么你可能这个考试失败，那么你自己的这个人生就垮了。
Whereas God is looking at your whole life.
但是神的话呢，是看我们整个的一生。
And he's saying to us, I've got you.
他跟我们说，我来照顾你。
He's got us.
他来照顾我们。
His eyes are on our entire life.
他的眼目一直注视我们这一生的日子。
Worldly success is not a measure of faith.
这世界上的成功并不是对信心的一个测量。
But rather, his faithfulness is about saving our souls and perfecting our faith.
他的目标是要来拯救我们的灵魂，是要来成全我们的信心。
However, I will say this, that if we learn to place our faith in him,
如果我们学习把我们的信心放在他的身上，
Even in our failures, he is able to open doors for us.
甚至在我们的失败、软弱里面，他可以给我们开门。
And I am someone who knows this all too well.
我就是经历了很多主的恩典。
But if we keep our eyes on the Lord and don't dwell on the problems and the failures and the shortcomings of this life,
如果我们的眼目注视在主身上，不是来看这个问题，不是来看我们的软弱。
And we dwell in faith, not sight.
我们就住在信心里面，我们就不是凭眼见生活。
We can experience how abundant He is.
我们就能够经历到主是何等的丰盛。
But if you look at life with our eyes, live by sight, and look at the natural realm, the circumstances before us,
如果你看你的环境，如果你看到天然的这个境界，你就是活在这个凭眼见生活的境界里面。
The story of Jesus feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, it does not make sense.
那么主耶稣这里用五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人，你的理性就通不过。
If we live in this natural realm, faith does not make sense.
如果你活在这个天然的境界里面的话呢，信心就好像是不是好像可以理解的。
Because faith defies off the physical, the natural, the medical, the mathematical, logical, spatial, and chronologic rules.
因为信心是超自然的，它超越了一切的科学，一切的物理规律。
Faith does not make sense to the natural world.
对这自然智来讲的话呢，信心好像是不可以理解的。
What faith is God can do all things.
信心就是神能够做一切的事情。
God is greater than the boundaries and our limited minds and our limited capacity and the limits of this natural world.
神是超过我们所居住的这样的一个环境的一个一些的限制的，超过我们的天然人的一些理性的这个理解范围的。
All right, we mentioned earlier that Abraham was the man of faith.
我们开始提到说亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
It does not make sense that Abraham left his own country to go to a foreign land.
对我们来讲的话呢，好像亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡去一个遥远偏僻的地方，好像是很不可理喻的事情。
Or to have him sacrifice his son when God finally gave him that son at an old age.
或者把那个神在他年老的时候赐给他那个儿子，他所心爱的儿子在献给神，是很不能够领会的一件事情。
And it literally does not make sense that you could feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
对我们理性来讲的话呢，用五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人是不可能的事情。
It does not make sense that George Mueller did not have a financial plan before starting an orphanage.
对我们理性来讲的话呢，如果一个人像乔治穆勒弟兄，他没有一个经济的支持，却要来办孤儿院，是一个不可理喻的事情。
It does not make sense that he's able to care for over 10,000 kids with just 50 cents in his pocket.
对我们来讲的话呢，仅仅用这个五十分钱能够来照顾10,029个孩子，是根本不可能的事情。
But in your life, in my life, if we are able to keep our eyes looking at Jesus, fixating our gaze on Jesus,
但是对你，在你的生命中，在我的生活中间，如果我们能够用我们的眼睛定睛在主耶稣基督身上，
and we place our complete faith, our complete trust in Him,
把我们完全的信心，把我们完全的信靠放在主耶稣基督身上，
then we will witness with our own eyes that He will do wonderful, wonderful, miraculous things in us and around us.That don't make sense.
那我们就能够用我们的眼睛来见证主耶稣在我们的身上，在我们周围所做的奇妙的事情。
Faith just doesn't make sense to the regular human mind.
对我们人类的这个心思来讲的话呢，好像信心是不可理会的。
Again, faith is saying to God, "I trust you, God."
但信心就是说，神，我来信靠你。
Because you can do all things.
因为你凡事都能。
Are we willing to trust Him? Are we willing to place our faith in Him?
我们愿意来信靠神吗？我们愿意把我们的信心放在神的身上吗？
And I realize, brothers and sisters, that this message this morning is very incomplete on faith.
弟兄姊妹，我也意识到说，今天早晨我们在短短的时间里面，很难把这个信心的方方面面都讲得很清楚。
And there's so many things that we could cover, but we don't have time to go over them.
还有许多的点可以讲，但是我们没有时间来讲。
I think the main thing is we need to trust the Lord and cling to Him.
最重要的一点就是我们需要来信靠神，我们需要抓住神。
We need to keep our eyes on Him and not dwell on the things that we can see.
我们需要把我们眼目注视在神的身上，不是来看那些我们能看见的东西。
Because we always gravitate towards what's in front of us. What do we have? What we don't have? What is my capacity? What skills do I have?
因为我们的注意力往往是说被那些我已经有的，我说没有的，我的能力这些技能所抓住。
But if we can learn to put our faith and fully trust Him.
但我们如果能够学习把我们的信心完全的放在神的身上，
Then our eyes will not gravitate towards our circumstances and dwell on the things of this world.
那我们的眼目就不会被世界上的东西所抓住。
So may the Lord have our hearts.
愿主得到我们的心。
And may we progress from people who live by sight to living by faith.
愿我们能够不断进步，能够从一个凭眼见生活的这样的一个光景里面，一直到凭信心生活的这样的一个境界里面。
Let's bow the word of prayer.
请大家低头，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you because you are so good.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你实在是太好了。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you because you are God Almighty.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你是全能的神。
You are such an abundant God that we, are, with our human minds, cannot even imagine.
你是这样何等丰富的一位神，我们用我们自己的理性，我们实在没法理解。
And you can do the things that we that are seemingly impossible, Lord. You can make those possible.
你能够做成那些在我们看来是不可能的事情。
Lord, thank you for loving us.
主，我们谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for being patient with us.
我们谢谢你向着我们有忍耐。
Lord, you know that our faith is weak.
主，你知道我们的信心是软弱的。
But we thank you that you are the faithful one.
我们感谢你，你是信实的那一位。
And we lean on you, the faithful one.
我们来信靠你这位信实的主。
Lord, I pray that you would encourage us to continue to walk with you and to continue to cling to you.
我们祷告你的帮助我们，你鼓励我们能够一直不断地来抓住你，来依靠你。
In those moments in our lives where our faith is weak, Lord, encourage us to cling to you even tighter.
特别在我们信心软弱的时候，你来鼓励我们，让我们紧紧地抓住你。
Lord, we worship you.
主，我们敬拜你。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。阿门。